Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love him. He loves us so much, and I'm so glad that he does. I'm excited about these days. These are interesting days to me. And I'm seeing people do what the Lord told me they would do many years ago. And that's follow God. And I thank God for that. When people obey him, like I said earlier, when in other broadcasts, when you live in that bubble of obedience, when you're in faith, God can work with faith. God can work with your faith. And I thank God for that. All you have to do is believe him and take him at his word. Then he can train you and teach you things. When people are frustrated, it's harder for them to learn what God has to say. Our opinions are not final. There's not enough information in most of our opinions for us to live by. You know, opinions, they're set when things appear a certain way. Or anything can seem good to people. That it just depends on what stage of your life. You know, some of the things we know to be a bad idea, it can look good to a child. And some things can appeal to a teenager. When you're in those wonder years, you don't have a hold on how life goes yet. You're too young to know too much about sowing and reaping and how it works. Much of the time, people are much older before they begin to see the reality of sowing and reaping. You know, but when you first started out, there are many things that can look good from that perspective. But the more knowledge you gain, then you see it for what it is. Now, the Word of God gives us the ability to see where some things is going. It gives us the ability to receive the blessings of God. But we don't just receive the blessings of God. We have to expel the darkness, the things that cause trouble in the first place. You know, the wrong thing can look right and be appealing. And it can become a person's opinion. And then when they say, when people try to tell them, hey, that won't work. What they're hearing is saying, they're hearing you trying to control them. You're trying to help them see before they get in trouble that this is not going to work the way you think. Now, Solomon explained this back when he wrote Ecclesiastes. He said, how can you show a man where things are going? You know, what he's doing today, how it's going to affect us tomorrow. From his perspective, you're meddling. You're trying to stop my fun. And I don't mean nobody no harm. This is okay. No, it's not okay. We have to expel darkness. Because darkness comes to separate us at the heart level. We receive the blessings of God. We need them. But if we fail to live morally and according to the love of God and according to the standards of God, the holiness of God, the purity of God, we're going to need a lot of blessings. I was just reminded about a t-shirt I saw that an angry man wrote. And sometimes, you know, behind every successful man, I'm leaving something out, okay? Behind every successful man, there's a woman that made it necessary. All right. Well, the point is this. Now, that's not true. But in somebody's life, it is true. They married somebody that spends everything, live a high maintenance life, and it made them necessary for him to work all the time. And so he had to be successful to maintain the waste that she does, you know, through luxury living, high maintenance living. And this is somebody's reality. I don't understand that. And to please her, he go out and work two jobs and sell cars on the side or something. But this is what I'm trying to say is this. If you live according to God's word, a lot of problems you wouldn't even have to be dealing with. But I thank God that he has blessings for us. But see, sometimes you have to have lifestyle change. But this is that. That's just an aside. I really wanted, you know, I'm going to stay on track with what God gave me earlier. The blessings is not the problem. God can move in our lives when we look to him, when we're in faith, when we live in agreement. That's a covenant life. This year I wrote about covenant more than I ever have. And that's because there are more people attempting and desiring and breaking through. And they're living in agreement with God, and they want to do it more so because it works so good. That there has never been a time in history, hear me good, there has never been a time in history where people are coming to the Lord as much as they are right now. I get good reports from the Holy Spirit. He has always, from the early 90s, he has always talked to me about the condition of the church. And he tells me things that some things I'm not going to share unless he tell me to. But he tell me, he always talked to his people about what he's doing and about what he's going to do. That's why I tell people now, his return is imminent. His return is imminent. Trust me on that. His return is imminent. I'm not going to tell you everything unless he move on me to do so. But the greatest point I want to make right now is that when you yield to the Lord and you're faithful, then he can do more in your life and he can trust you with more, especially when you trust him. I noticed that the more I trust the Lord, the more he trusts me. Trust goes both ways. I trust God because in the past, his track record is perfect. Perfect. And he trusts me because of the past as well. In the recent past, according to my faithfulness, he gave me assignments, he gave me knowledge, he gave me things to do, he tell me what's going on. If I start dropping the ball, being lazy, not doing what I should be doing, not doing what I know to do, then he'll stop trusting me. Because it wouldn't be wise to. Now, I've done a lot of things in life. I've won a lot of victories. And the most impressive victories that I did win, I learned to live in his strength. When he taught, every time he taught me something, I didn't use my strength. If I pull something off that I needed to win in, or if I enjoyed a breakthrough, it was because I did it in his strength. I love people by faith in his strength. I won battles against the enemy, Satan, because I lived in God's strength. I did what the word said. I refused to be in fear. I refused to doubt. I refused to be in unbelief. I refuse lack of knowledge. If I want to know something, I say, I'm going to learn this. And I say it by faith. I say it like I got backbone. I'm going to learn this because I know for a fact God is with me. He's always with me. And faith is a definer. So when I use my faith and I say, and I speak the condition I desire, or I speak to my future, I speak to my attention span. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to learn what God has to say. Now, I asked, he said, knock, seek, and ask. Knock, seek, ask. So when I ask the Lord my questions and I seek him about it, I say, Lord, I want to know this. I knock on his door. Now, I don't literally knock on his door, but I say, Lord, I'm going to learn this. I make a confession. And I tell him what I want to know. I tell him I don't understand this, but this is what I want you to teach me. And I'm going to learn it in Jesus' name. So when I say in Jesus' name, it's the same as Jesus. It's sealed. That's power of attorney. His name, he gave me his name. And I can ask anything in his name and it will be done. There's nothing in the world system. There's nothing in Satan's system. There's no evil angels, demons, evil men that can stop it. And I yield. And the Holy Spirit will get the answer to me through somebody, somehow, some way. Or through, he'll use anointed people, of course. Or he'll tell me himself. Or sometimes an angel. I don't care how he does it. But when the answer comes, I know. Now my pastor said, write your vision down. He said a good, beautiful word he gave yesterday, Sunday morning. I know it's a beautiful word of wisdom. Write your vision down. Find a scripture to support it and make a confession. That's what I'm talking about now. And that's the way to go. You don't need a man to teach you. You need the anointing. And what I want to say about that is this. God, the anointing comes from God. And the Holy Spirit manages the anointing and gives the anointing to people and give gifts and offices to his people when it's wise for him, according to his will, when it's wise to do so. So when the Lord gives somebody a part of God's knowledge, and he gave it so that it can be distributed to his people. The Holy Spirit is trying to teach us. And there are men and women who yield to the Lord and they desire to teach us. Jesus said, I say come, and the church say come. So now there are so many people that's yielding to the Lord and they're getting the point over to people. It doesn't offend me when somebody younger than me has a word from the Lord for me, or somebody much older, or of another race, or whether it's a woman, a boy, a girl, a man. I don't care. And also, I don't care how bad their past was. If they're anointed, and the Holy Spirit gives something that I need, I'm gonna respect that anointing and I'm gonna hear them out. Now in the past, I've seen people, they seem to, if you give them a word, they're trying to figure out, and they're not listening to what you're saying. They're trying to figure out how to say something better. And that's disrespecting the people of God, the anointing of God, Jesus who sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit who gave them the word to give you, and the Father who sent it all. But when we yield and receive what God is, the point God is trying to get over to us, then we can benefit. But when you disrespect one of his servants, you cannot disrespect one of his servants without disrespecting him. It's impossible. Some people say, well, I don't have to listen to you because you're young. You know, that was a time when I saw that more than I don't see that as much as I nowadays. And I thank God. More people now are more, they're more yielded to God. They're more humble now. And I thank God for it. There are some people out there still wild radical, but there are people who are more humble now, and they yield better. Why? Because people are maturing. The Lord raised up people he raised up a new generation that broke through. They learned how to break through, and they're breaking through, and they're yielding to the Lord more than they did in the past. And at younger ages, not just younger people, but even older people that learn from the past. And sometimes people learn from their past mistakes. I learned from my past mistakes. And I said, Lord, I don't want to do anything that remind you of the devil. I don't want to do anything that remind you of Satan. I want to do everything according to your heart. I want to make all the necessary adjustments. And I don't want to do anything like the devil would do it. And I believe that God has raised up people. They're not on the pride trip. They just want to serve God. And they thank God for all the things that he's doing. And I do want to point out that this is the greatest awakening in the history of mankind. And I thank the Lord for that. The Lord has much to say. And if we hear him out right now, if we can hear him, then he can cause us to do even greater than we already know how to do. The Lord loves his people, everyone, and we have to receive that revelation. It's not a problem for God to bless us. A lot of people's attention is on the blessing part. And it's not hard for God to help us overcome. It's not hard for God to give us wisdom as long as we yield to him and desire to know him. But when people say, I got this, that's the problem. Now, this is what Jesus said. This is what I was trying to say earlier. This is Luke chapter 10, verse 16. He that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despises you, despises me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me. He's talking to the faithful 70 that return in chapter 10. These are people that just love God, and they sought him and they learned from him. The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan and lightning fall from heaven. That's the agreement that Satan has. This is what God has for Satan. He cast him out of heaven. He has no covenant. This is Satan's situation. He was cast out. Jesus said, he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So God don't go around using the devil to harass us. People give place to Satan and he harasses them. People yield to the dark thoughts of Satan and he harassed their life. People don't resist him and they don't resist his thoughts. They ask for blessings and they ask God to do something about the devil, and that's not going to happen. And you have to fight back. You have to resist the devil. You have to first submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And a lot of people are doing that more than they ever have in the history. Maybe in the days of the apostles, but they were learning, but the people didn't understand. Now you got everyday people that know that they got authority over Satan, because we've had wonderful men and women of God, prophets, that taught faith. Not just word of faith, but people who heard ministers that are word of faith. You got more Baptist people now taking authority over the devil than you ever had in the history of this nation. Same thing with Methodists. Now you got pockets of people who may not do that, but There are more. See, you have social media. You have YouTube. People are learning. People are waking up. This is the great awakening. And it's probably before the rapture, it's the last one. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. These are everyday people. They may not even be called to the ministry, but Jesus gave them power over the devil. He said, notwithstanding, in this rejoice, not that the devil, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, now I love verse 21. This is the heart of God talking. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. And then he said this, that's not all of it. This, if you slow down and read this, they just trusted the Lord and did everything he said. And they came back with a praise report. He said, then Jesus continued saying, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son. Now watch this. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. But he's not done yet. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, you see that? God will give some people greater information than others. He turned unto his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. Verse 24. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. See, when people are faithful and obedient to God and sincere, great things are possible. Great things can happen. Wonderful things can occur. This is not something you can earn. Our greatest victory is in being cooperative like a child. Humble like a child. That's our way. That's our road. You know, everything that the Lord has given us, he made it accessible and easy to receive. People struggle. They struggle because of things that they believe and learned and picked up along the way. But God gave us a clue when he told Abraham to leave his nation, his kindred, and his father's house. Now watch this. That's something that will work for everybody. Even people that's anointed in this sense. All right, you have good parents. I had good parents. People that love God. And they were anointed pastors. They wasn't baptized in the Holy Spirit, like we understand, but Every believer has the Holy Spirit within. I used to wonder, how in the world do Methodists and Baptist pastors preach like Pentecostals sometimes, not only in their devotion, but in accuracy such as prophecy. Like, and the message will be geared to you while they're talking. And they don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking of tongues. They say that went out with the apostles because they learned in a seminary school. But yet, they still operate like Pentecostals. And I did a radio interview. And I had this question before the Lord for a long time and didn't talk about it to anybody. But I just asked the Lord about it. When I love to listen to Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, many others, wonderful men of God. But I've heard them say, talk about how the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, that's they kind of downplay. I even wrote a letter to Adrian Rogers, and he wrote me back years ago. I said, these men are remarkable, but they don't see this. My dad didn't see it. He said he believed it, but he said it didn't take all that. Well, I beg to differ. Now, and so I did a radio broadcast with my pastor. And this is just an example. When you want to learn something, the Holy Spirit will set you up so you can learn. I'm doing a radio broadcast with my pastor in the living room. And I said, just say whatever God give you, you know, say it. And I introduced him and gave the church information. Just gave him the mic, let him talk. He answered my question. He said, he talked about how we have the Holy Spirit within. When Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit within. And then on the day of Pentecost, they were baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit upon. At the well, Jesus said that you'll have a well of living water springing up in the everlasting life. That's what he told the woman at the well. Then a few chapters over in chapter 7, he talked about rivers of living waters flowing out of your belly again. That's the Holy Spirit upon. The Holy Spirit still has access to his people, whether they are baptized in the Holy Spirit or not. See, God, one thing about the Lord, he subdues all things. He knew how men would operate. But he made sure that everybody who believed on Jesus would have the Holy Spirit within. Now, watch this now. You have to pay attention to what God does. The Lord told us many things. We may or may not have caught it. But that had never happened before. Nobody had the Holy Spirit within before this. When Jesus breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit within. Remember when Jesus said, out of all the prophets, there was no prophet greater than John the Baptist. Then he said something that just shocked the religious world and blew their religious mind. He said, they that are least in the kingdom of God is greater than him. And John the Baptist was greater than Elisha. I'm like, wait a minute, Jesus, John the Baptist, even Elisha and Elijah, just a regular old blood-washed Christian is greater than them. We have the Holy Spirit within. We have access to all knowledge. And that opened my eyes because the men that I just mentioned, the Baptist brothers that I just mentioned, they are honorable men. I used to wonder, were they secret tongue talkers? No, they couldn't be because they preach what they preach with conviction. And one thing about preachers that speak by the Holy Spirit, they tell the truth. That's just how it is. They wouldn't say, I couldn't imagine them being secret tongue talkers and acting like it went out with the apostles. That won't work. They're men of integrity. How do you know they're men of integrity? When people are operating under the anointing and they're yielded to the Lord will follow their works with signs and wonders. It's the same way your favorite restaurant. Now, you wouldn't pass by it because they got a sign outside. You know, whatever restaurant you like, they got a sign out there. If you like Chili's, they got a Chili's sign. If you like Outback's, they got an Outback sign. Applebee's, they got an Applebee's sign. Old Charlie's, they got an Old Charlie's sign. So when people are bearing fruit and they're yielded to the Lord and they're living according to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit can operate in their lives. And when you see the truth being spoken and blessings and people's questions answered, people are coming to the Lord, that's your sign. They're bearing fruit. A good tree cannot bear evil fruit, corrupt fruit. And a corrupt tree cannot bear good fruit. It's impossible. So when people are, Jesus put it this way when John the Baptist asked, are you the Son of God, or should we look for another? Jesus said, the deaf hear, the blind see, the lame walk, the dead are raised. Blessed is he who is not offended in me. The signs were obvious. When people love God and they're anointed and they have God's favor, they are obvious. A city set on a hill can't be hid. There has never been a time like this. I want everybody to hear what I'm saying. The Lord's return is imminent. Imminent. You're not going to get a warning. You're going to get snatched away by his wonderful angels. And you don't have to worry about, I don't believe when the rapture happens, people, cars are going to crash, planes are going to crash. It's going to be done right. I got that much from the Lord. Even if the angel got to drive the car, nobody's going to die because we get raptured. I don't believe they will. Now, but it's about to happen. Well, I can't see the great awakening. There's a way to see it.